This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to The Christian Gentleman with Roy Knight.
Hello, my name is Roy Knight for The Christian Gentleman. I am a South Carolina boy that married a California girl. Until I was married, my travels were pretty well limited to South and North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida, except for going to college in Tennessee for a few years. After I was married, all of that changed. I've been able to travel and see some pretty incredible sights. We have been to the edge of the Grand Canyon, and indeed, it is grand. It was truly breathtaking. I believe that I could sit there for hours just staring out and trying to comprehend how far my eyes could see. We have seen the beautiful Yosemite Valley with its lush green meadows and the many waterfalls and the towering peak of El Capitan. We have seen miles upon miles of orange, grape, and almond groves in the San Joaquin Valley. We have had the opportunity to walk the trails of the southern and northern redwood forests of California. Even after being there, I still can't comprehend how large those trees really are. We have been blessed to walk down the windy beaches of northern California and through the lush greenery of Fern Canyon. We have seen most of the stunning lighthouses on the southern Oregon coast and have seen the sunset in the Pacific Ocean. We have seen Glacier National Park from both the west side and the east side. We have seen its glaciers skip rocks on its crystal clear lakes, have seen wild moose forage for food along the rivers. I have seen the full moon light up the snows on its peaks and have sat there in awe at the great and wonderful sight. We have sat and observed Old Faithful spout its waters over 100 feet in the air in Yellowstone National Park. We have walked by its rainbow-colored pools and have seen the boiling waters of its hot springs. We have seen herds of bison feasting on the green prairie grasses without a care in the world, and have seen the sun set in splendid reds and oranges and blues and purples over the vast prairie lands of this country. And the list could go on. My point is this. I have seen many beautiful sights that have put me in awe and brought me close to tears. Yet, none of this can come remotely close to the wonderful sight of heaven. The Bible gives us some insight on the beauty of heaven, at least in a figurative sense. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 2 and 3 says this. Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardis stone in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne, in appearance like an emerald. Verses 6 through 8 tell of four creatures that circle the throne of God continuously, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Over in chapter 21 and in verse 4 it says, And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain. In that same chapter in verse 21 it says, The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl. The city streets were of pure gold, like transparent glass. The following verses say, But I saw no temple there, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city has no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. I don't know about you, but I want to see heaven and the one who created it all. But like any trip, it takes planning. A person will not accidentally show up in heaven. It is said that heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. What are you doing to prepare yourself for heaven? God has given us the Bible as a roadmap. It is there for us to read and to understand and to obey. If you would like to know the details of getting to heaven, why not contact my friends at the Ulaga Church of Christ, and they would be glad to help you. That's all I have for now. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. May the Lord bless you as you seek to do His will, and I'll see you next time on The Christian Gentleman.
We thank you for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on several social media platforms now. You can find us not only on Facebook, but you can also can find us on Tumblr. You can also find us on the Twitter alternative known as Telegram, and on the Facebook alternative known as MeWe. We hope you enjoyed this program. We hope you will share with others. And as always, we thank you for listening.